This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com with Dr. Norman Shealy. So every Wednesday, for 2 hours, you have access to Dr. Norman Shealy right here. And if you'd like to call and ask him your medical questions, 866-582-9933. Wow, feels like homecoming. Tim in West Virginia, welcome.
Hey, stranger, how you been?
It's great to hear your voice. That's why I said it feels like homecoming.
Yeah, well, I hate to admit this, but I'm, like, obsessed with your show, especially on Dr. Shealy Day in the winter, and I probably don't miss it once a week all winter, but this 30 acres here I don't own. It owns me, so I've missed a lot of shows since the weather turned nice.
Hey, I've got to ask you a question. Now, you live in West Virginia. How much of that 30 acres is vertical?
Well, I actually bought a very nice piece of land. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking about selling out a two-story home. I want to get rid of my steps and build on the back 40. And my power man actually said, boy, this land lays nice, but I own to the top of the ridge. And in West Virginia, you have what locals call flat irons. You might call them benches. But I have a very nice piece of property with a gas well on it. I've got about a half-acre pond, and I've got about 7 benches between my house down near the road and to the top of my ridge. There's like 5 beautiful houses on this property. So I'm a very lucky man. A lot of my friends do own billy goat country that's vertical.
The reason I ask is Mrs. Fennelli and the family and I had a place in West Virginia. It was 33 acres with a cabin on top. We sold it. But it was so hard to get to climb that driveway. It took 2 people, one looking out the left side, one looking out the right, so that we wouldn't just slide down the,
down the driveway and
off
that.
The edge. And,
yeah, I think you told me about that, but I can't recall where it was. Weren't you ever in the Eastern Panhandle area?
It was Monroe County, and it was so difficult to get to this place that the power company would walk up the driveway only once a quarter. So 4 times a year they would read the meter. They wouldn't even the power company wouldn't come up there. But go ahead, Tim, you must have some questions for Dr. Shealy.
Well, first of all, I want to tell you I'm blissed and I'm looking at my nice little bottle with the purple top and I love that stuff. And I still think we need to put Statmiller in a 55 gallon drum of it. I know you're on terms, but that was the day we met. I said that.
Well, this broadcast is rebroadcast the following day on Republic Broadcasting, and John Statmiller, who owns Republic Broadcasting, so if you want to hear what you just said, you can tune in to 7 o'clock tomorrow on Republic Broadcasting, and you'll hear what you just said. By the way, this doesn't happen. You really don't hear guys from ABC on NBC or CBS on Fox. You just don't hear it. However, John Stadtmiller and I are friends, and he picks up this broadcast complete, all the commercials, everything, complete,
yeah,
and rebroadcasts it on Republic Broadcasting the following day. And I think he's going to get to experience some bliss when he comes here to the farm, because he told me he's going to come visit me, spend a few days,
yeah,
here and broadcast from the farm. He's a good guy. So, yeah, please continue, Tim.
Just a brief aside on John. I really feel for John because I patronize Republic Radio, and I know he struggles financially all the time, and just for the life of me, I can't figure out why people don't support that network more. I wish they would, because I'm afraid it's going to go away. Times are tough, and John just, I know the man lives hand to mouth, and I do feel deeply for him, and that's just a brief aside on that. My questions for Dr. Shealy were two or three of them. I use the Air Bliss like Ben does, and it seems to be to great satisfaction, maybe because I'm too lazy to learn all the points and do them. But I was wanting to make sure that when you use it between your thumb and your forefinger, I do a lot of farm work, and you know, I'm not a lazy man, and I've got like a little muscle there that stands up like a little mountain. Is that the proper place? Is that the point between my thumb and forefinger on that little, it's kind of like a knot, you know, it's a muscle.
Yep.
Is that where you've been putting it?
That is the point called Hoku, H-O-K-U, which is large intestine 4, yes. It is
okay.
The strongest acupuncture point in the human body.
Yeah, I'm lucky like Ben, so I'm sorry, Doc, you're not going to make as much off of me as some people. It's going to last me longer, but I love it. I love the stuff. also, I've been using magnesium lotion of yours for over a year, and I had a couple questions way back when I learned about it. You said you put it on your fanny, and you said it's basically best to use it where there's not hair. Is there a medical reason for that, or is that because it gets all grainy and mucked up in your hair? Is that why that suggestion's made?
You got it. It's
okay.
Exactly that. The hair, in other words, prevents it from getting to the skin.
Okay, because on me, my fanny seems to have that problem. One of the few places it's all falling out of my head. But I do have, like, down from my lower knee, but on my shin bones, I've worn tomb socks a lot in the winter all my life, and that hair has kind of disappeared because I'm kind of a hairy guy, but it'll be fine. I started putting it on the shins. I'm soaking it up there properly, correct?
That is perfect.
Yeah, and then my wife doesn't say, why is your underwear full of all these little grains of white sands? Now it's just the tube socks.
Right.
And I do take vitamin C. You recommended MSM makes it more potent or more absorbent in your body. Is that correct? Because I'm taking
that's
MSM.
Correct. That's what I put into my youth formula.
Okay. Okay.
When you combine the two, it helps raise your DHEA. Neither one of them alone will.
Right. That's what I thought you said. Now, I bought them individually, but I will investigate your youth formula for sure. And the other thing is I've been taking every Thursday my 50,000 units of D3, and I got to investigating that and found some literature and some white papers and stuff that said that it's a better product if you use your K2 with it, vitamin K2. I use the MK7
from
GMO-free natto. But my question is, my mother is 80, turned 81 this coming April, and I convinced her to go on it after the stupid doctor put her on the synthetic stuff. I've got her taking the D3, but I didn't put her on the K2. Is D3 effective without the K2 also?
Well, yes, it's going to be effective, but it'll be more so if you use the K2.
Yeah, well, the white papers and stuff I read seem to mention that you might have more susceptibility to plaque in the capillaries and the veins and stuff, and the K2 kind of counteracted that. Were those on the right track? That's why I was concerned at her age that I might get her on the K2.
Yep, I like the K2 with it.
Right. So maybe I need to put her on it. It is so expensive, though. I swear I'm a tightwad, and I'm going to figure out how to make natto. I hope I like the flavor of it. I'm just going to eat buku natto instead of paying these enormous prices for K2. You can't find it cheap.
Yep. You got it.
Yeah,
and Tim, Ben, I was curious, yeah, if you'd fill me in on a couple of things. Thank you, Dr. Shealy, very much. You've educated me and hopefully some people in the audience. And people, if you aren't using it, use it. You'll feel better.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely true.
Ben, I was wondering about your I caught a show a month or two ago, and you told somebody you had glue on your gut, and I tried to figure it out. I found out you had chemtrail cough, which we get here, too, and blowed your belly out with that stuff. Are you all right now?
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm getting pretty close to being 100%. I was on the tractor with a batwing mower for hours a couple days ago before it started raining, and I was able to bounce around and, you know, hang on to the tractor and mow some of our fields. So yeah, I'm getting back. I'm getting close to 90%. And the thing about this chemtrail flu is, I am 100% convinced that that it causes this cough. And it's, if you've seen the bits on Hillary Clinton coughing uncontrollably while she's on stage, that's it. It's this cough, and you can't stop it. Ultimately, I was on an antibiotic that did stop it. I ended up with pneumonia. I coughed my intestines out. And I was put back together, and they literally, during surgery, they literally super glued me back together to hold the incision. And that's the way it's done today, rather than use stitches. Now, if I had a choice, I would have preferred something else. I would have preferred to be stitched together rather than super glued together.
Yeah.
And the reason is, when they super glue you together, at least with me, they took part of my stomach and they overlapped it, and then they super glued it together. I would have much rather had it butt connected together and stitched.
Yeah, I think the scar tissue will be weirder with that super glue method than if you had a butt connection. I think it would be a nicer regrowth in that area. But I was really concerned about you because I emailed you a couple times, and you've always been so punctual. You got back to me almost the same day, and you didn't answer either of those emails. And I think it was in that period you were struggling this, probably.
Yeah, it's much. Well, you know what I would do, literally, is I would do the broadcast, and then I would go and collapse. And there were some times when I flat out couldn't do the broadcast, and I asked Captain John Reagan and a couple other guys to fill in for me. But literally, I would be coughing and using the mute button so that it, you know, wouldn't be too obvious what was happening. But there were some pauses in there that, you know, for those who tune in a lot can tell, you know, my attitude from my inflection and intonations, I could tell that there were some pauses and something wasn't quite right. As a matter of fact, and I'm glad you mentioned this, because I need to apologize to those who call. I don't have the opportunity right now to. I'm doing catch up, and I don't get a chance to do the reading of the emails as I probably would like to, and I'm not as available for the phone calls as I would like to be, and that may change in the future. But right now, I'm playing catch up for being down for, I don't know, close to a quarter of a year. Did you want to hold?
May I hold over for one more comment?
Sure. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Tim from West Virginia's here. It's always great to hear Tim's voice. Tim, just to give you a little bit more information, it was Monroe County, West Virginia, where we had this 33-acre retreat that was going to be our retirement home. And to go from the low area to climb this mountain to get to where the cabin was, the road was only paved in the center. So there was one car width of road, very, very narrow, one car width, and then either side was the shoulder. So when you traveled on this road, you had the two left wheels on the pavement and the two right wheels, front and back, on gravel. Have you experienced that where you are?
Oh, I'm surprised you had the strip of pavement. This state has has so many roads. I mean, I think it's one of the top states in miles of road in America, but most of them don't have pavement at all. You were lucky.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was a white knuckle ride up and down the mountain when we got to our driveway, which was it's beyond a white knuckle ride, literally.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
You know what I call that?
Get up our driveway. What's
you know what I call that? And I won't elaborate too much or you'll have somebody put the mute button on me, but I call it a spatula ride, because if you're on a vinyl seat, it takes a spatula to remove you from it when you get there.
Yeah. Tim, you had another question?
Yeah, just one other. I know I'm dominating your show and you have that other subject to get into, but I was curious. I haven't listened enough to know why the meetup. You said it blew up earlier, and I was just curious what the story crib notes was on that.
Well, I'm going to ask Dr. Shuley if it's okay with him for me to say. Is it okay with you, Dr. Shuley?
Well, what I would call a flaming fundamentalist who have no fun whatsoever took over.
Well, that needs to be said, Doc Shuley, and I don't have any use for that type. Thank you very much.
I know. I consider them almost as bad as Islam.
Well, and they have a tendency to be like those darn reformed smokers. Guys that smoke 40 years, quit, and then just throw it in everybody's face. You can't escape it. They don't want to talk about any other subject. It's ridiculous.
Right. You got it.
Yeah,
Tim.
Yeah.
What happened was I was unable to attend all the meetups, so I turned them over to another guy who was one of our instructors at the time, no longer is.
Right.
And so, Dr. Shuley one day on the air asked me if he could bring one of his friends, a healer, to the meetup group, and I said on the air that, well, I'm not there. I won't be there for the meetup, but I think I can, you know, make that happen. So Dr. Mm-hmm. Shuley and his healer friend were there. Dr. Shuley brought his EKG machine, and they were going to do some scientific research with some volunteers from the meetup group who have been there. Some of them have been there, you know, 5 years or close to 5 years. Mm-hmm. And after the meetup, I'm sorry, not during the meetup, but after Dr. Shuley and his spiritual healer friend left, they took a vote to ban Dr. Shuley from the meetup. And when I heard about this, I blew a gasket. I said, who do these people think they are? Dr. Shuley, you know, I guess a term for his relationship to USA Prepares, not our personal relationship, but to USA Prepares, would be he's a member of the senior council. And for the meetup group to vote to ban Dr. Shuley for doing medical research right there at the meetup was beyond the pale. And it made me so angry that I won't, you know, they wanted to know if they could continue using the name USA Prepares for the meetup, and I said, absolutely not. No way. I pulled out, you know, I let them borrow my PA equipment and all that stuff, you know, my, you know, speakers and microphones and all that stuff. No, they can't use anything. I want nothing to do with them. And here's why. There were only three people of the entire meetup group. There were only three people who said, no, what, have you lost your mind? You want to ban Dr. Shuley? He's been here for years and years and years. He's been dispensing medical advice. And, you know, we asked Dr. Shuley, I've got this pain in my ankle. I've got this high blood pressure. I've got diabetes. I've got all these maladies. What do I do, Dr. Shuley? And Dr. Shuley gives him free medical advice, and he conducts trials right there to help people, and he pays for it all, and they ban him? Who do they think they are?
Two wolves and a sheep deciding what's for dinner.
Well, here's the problem. Where are the people who I thought were independent thinkers who would say, have you lost your mind? This is crazy.
Yes. You would think the majority of the crowd would defend him. If I'd have been there, I'd have been going ballistic in your steed.
There you go. Hey, Tim, thanks so much for the call. We'll be right back.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, normshealy.com, if you'd like to sign up for the same newsletter that I get multiple times per week, absolutely free, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, there's a teacher in Godly, Texas, G-O-D-L-E-Y, Texas, and I was reading this post about how this teacher decided to stop homework for the rest of the year so that the students could enjoy time with the family. Now, I have no problem with that. I think that's a wonderful thing to do, spend time with the family, because that's what we do here at the farm. We eat as a family. And the article goes on to say that there's no research that proves that homework improves performance. No research proving homework improves performance. However, I disagree. I think homework does improve performance. Do you have any thoughts on that, Dr. Julie?
Well, there are people who make claims about any kind of stuff. I'd certainly like to see whatever research they are not finding, because homework is essential. Now, I don't think it should be such that people can't have, a couple of hours with their family in the evening, but still, homework is crucial. And I think that teacher should have her ass beaten and kicked out. But that's just not it.
Well, and so there was this survey of people saying, what do you think about this homework? Yes or no? And 53% agree with you and me that homework improves performance. 47% say that children work hard enough in school. 47% say they work hard enough in school. That's absolute nonsense.
I suspect they're on the welfare rolls.
If you go to a school and you watch, you'll see a lot of idle time. You'll see in the elementary schools, you'll see children before school having breakfast. Why? Because they don't get breakfast at home. So now the schools provide breakfast at the taxpayers' expense for the students who don't have breakfast at school at home. And then you'll find out that they have bathroom breaks, but they can't let the whole class go to the bathroom at the same time, because they can only let two people in the bathroom at a time, because otherwise fights will break out. So they can't do that. So taking a bathroom break is a half-hour operation in a school system, in an elementary school system. I've seen this. And I remember asking our children, so what'd you learn today? Nothing. Really? You didn't learn anything? No. Well, what happened? So we sat down and we talked about, okay, so you get up in the morning and you have breakfast and you wait for the bus and you get to school and then you wait for the other children to arrive and then some have breakfast and you're still waiting and you haven't done anything yet and it's getting close to 9 o'clock. And then with all the breaks and then there's the lunch and then there's the recess and then there's phys ed, by the time you're done, you get maybe 2 hours worth of education out of a full day of school. I'm talking about elementary school. And then all during that education, the teachers are using words that I don't use, like, shut up, sit down, be quiet, or I'm going to send you to the principal's office. So the students are being threatened. And how is this a good learning environment? Then if you have a student who excels, that student is told, well, okay, so you finished early. You got half of the class period left. Do it again. And then the student does it again. Let's say it's a reading assignment and the student reads it and is done early. Well, then, okay, read it again. Oh, I'm done now. I'll read it for the third time. And that's what goes on in public schools. So I think it's incumbent upon
article on research improving skills.
Okay. Well, I know that the more times, for me, absolute certainty, the more times I run whatever it is I'm trying to learn through my brain, the better I understand it, the more I can comprehend it, and I get to a certain point where I go, okay, I think I got it, I don't need to do it again. But, that's what homework is about. Homework is prepping for tomorrow or rehearsing what we learned today, but it brings more information. And I even assign homework here on our radio broadcast. I don't do it all the time, but I think, because I don't want to overwhelm our broadcast classroom students with homework, but if I think it's germane and important, I will assign homework. And that's up to the students who are in class to decide whether they want to accept that homework assignment or not. And I don't check up on it. I mean, how could I? Dr. Sheely, so we agree that homework is something that helps with our performance. Okay. Now, how about the most productive time of day to be creative? And I'm hearing and reading that 4 to 6 a.m. are the local time hours where we are the most productive. And I think about that, and I think about Ben Franklin. Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise. So is there some truth to this? The early hours are when we're most productive?
Well, everybody's different. To some extent, the big difference is between morning people and evening people. Now, unfortunately, in society, evening people have problems coping because they like to stay up till 12 o'clock or later. And, of course, they want to sleep in the morning. But people who are truly evening people are most productive after 8 or 9 o'clock at night. People who are morning people, like me, are most productive in the first 5 or 6 hours of the day.
Okay. So when I wake up, before I go to bed, I will do some prep for the broadcast. And the reason for doing that is I don't want to be concerned while I'm sleeping, thinking, oh, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. I don't want to do that all night long. So I will do some broadcast prep for tomorrow's broadcast the night before, or even several days before, and I'll keep a notebook of things that I want to talk about and subject matter and so forth. And then the morning of, way before the broadcast starts, I will finish that and check with the latest news updates to see if there's anything else I'd like to talk about. So that's what I do, but I feel I'm more productive in the morning.
But you're a morning person.
Yeah, well, and I think farmers are.
Farm would go to pot quickly if you didn't get chores done in the morning.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And, I get frustrated at the weather, by the way. I want to cut hay. I want to cut hay today, but the ground's wet. And it's going to be nice today. It's going to be breezy, which is great for curing hay and drying out the hay. And tomorrow's going to be nice, and then it's going to rain. So, I need 3 days in a row, not two. I need 3 days in a row to cut and rake and bale hay, and it's hard to get 3 days in a row. Dr. Shealy, sleep resetting the brain's connection. Can you tell us about how important sleep is for resetting those connections? Because some people fall asleep or think they're asleep with the television, in the background. Right in front of them.
Well, yes,
the blue screen.
There were studies done 30 plus years ago that showed that even the least bit of sound and light interferes with sleep. Studies done on people whose homes are near airports show that every time an airplane flew over, their sleep was interrupted. And so sleep in a quiet and dark place is one of the most critical things for optimal health. People who don't get adequate sleep have more high blood pressure, more cancer, more heart disease. They die younger. They don't perform as well, and on it goes. A minimum of 7 hours of sleep a night is essential for health.
Speaking of health, there are a number of posts on the internet about Hillary and her lack of good health. And I'm looking at the Drudge Report right now, the single page of the Drudge Report. There's an image of Hillary, and she is sort of sitting, sort of leaning on this stool with a back. And there are a lot of people in the media saying that she's not well. She really is not well. She has problems with her vision. She needs to be supported with pillows behind her when she's being interviewed, on camera. And I can tell you, Dr. Shealy, I don't see you sitting with pillows. I've never seen you sitting with a pillow behind your back. I'm sitting in a swivel chair right now. In my studio, and I am leaning forward. My back is not even touching the back of the chair. I'm not using any support at all. I'm leaning forward into the microphone. That's what I do for 2 hours, 5 days a week. But she has to do this. Can you, as a medical doctor, through the images that you've seen on the internet and so forth, can you tell about her health from that or not?
know, the interesting thing is, Vince, that I probably could. I don't watch television, so I haven't seen it. I've seen a few, briefly, some of the videotapes that are available, and she looks pretty, she looks 10 years or more older than she is. That's the number one thing I would say. I think the woman is sick physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but that's my opinion.
That's my opinion as well. Okay, so Dr. Shuley, you know, I remember when I had a job, that was a long time ago, that was back in the 1980s, last time I really had a job. And, you know, when you start out, you know, working in one of those computer cubicles, you know, first of all, you don't get a cubicle, you get like a desk, and then you can graduate to get promoted to a cubicle, you know, with short walls, and then a cubicle with a little bit higher walls, and then ultimately you might have an office, and then ultimately, you know, the corner office where you have actual sunlight. And my question is, sunlight and those of us who are working in these areas that don't get much sunlight at our place of employment, because there are plenty of places where there's no windows at all for the worker bees of the world, especially in the United States. Dr. Shuley, are we damaging our health by not getting enough sunlight because of our jobs?
I totally agree that I say we live in modern caves. And it is unhealthy. I mean, I really thrive on being outside. I think an hour a day outside, whether or not you have various and sundry clothes on, is the most critical thing. One of the most critical for good health.
There you go. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. I've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
season,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, we've got Mike in Tennessee on hold. Very quickly, supplements on an empty stomach, good or not?
I'm sorry, which one?
Supplements on an empty stomach versus with meals. Which do you...
Well, I take 90% of what I take on a relatively empty stomach, but it's not empty in the sense that I take it with a slush. In other words, I take it with let's say, 6 ounces of fruit juice and all kinds of things like whey protein powder. So I guess you'd say I take mine with food.
Okay. Next thing, colloidal silver. I have been taking about a half a teaspoon to a full teaspoon of colloidal silver per day orally. Is that something that you recommend or not recommend?
I have mixed feelings about that because if you don't have any symptoms, I'm not sure it's beneficial to take it orally.
Okay. Can we do a special broadcast on that maybe next week? Okay. All right. And the last question, rice versus wheat. If, you know, I know that you have concerns about wheat. Do you have any concerns about rice?
Well, I think white rice is junk.
Right.
You know, white rice is no better than sugar.
Right. How about brown rice or wild rice?
Yeah, brown or well, Rhine rice is really a grass, but both of them are healthy.
Okay. Last thing, class, Baltimore is under surveillance. There's a secret program with an airplane, a Cessna, flying over Baltimore. recording tracking movements with multiple cameras. And I just want, I'll post that on the internet, USA Prepares, right after the broadcast. Mike in Tennessee, welcome. I'm so glad you're on the air with us.
Quick question, Dr. Sheely. Look at the neighbors to the north in Canada. They have a free health care system, but for that free health care system, they're stuck with whatever they get. When they walk in the door, they have no control over what they get. And when they walk in the door, their identity is put into a system, a national database. And if they're trying to stay off the radar, they're nabbed right then and there, instantly. In this country, I see that that's fixing to take place. I can't verify this, but I know there are people within the system that know that when an individual goes into a hospital seeking care, if that person, regardless of the circumstances, are being pursued, are they going to be put into a system database and turned over to the Gestapo? Or
almost certainly. Look, Obamacare is the craziest, worst thing our government has ever done to the people as a whole.
They've turned the medical system in Canada into the matrix nest of spiders ready to collect you. And the problem is that the rank-and-file Canadian that I'm hearing about, they would as soon turn in their neighbor because they love the system. They love being well-kept slaves. And I see this country going the same route. So people that are wanting to be, you know, out of the system, off the grid, and non-compliant with the corporate system, is there a place they can go to? I know they're doing natural remedies, but when they need acute observation and diagnosis, is there a place or an individual for that?
At the present time, it's only true holistic physicians, period.
So if you need MRIs and any of the equipment-operated types of analysis, you're just
that's the blank hospitals, yes.
Got it. Something to look forward to, everyone.
Welcome.
And I think it's because of the. I think it's because of the cost of entry. If you want to have these MRI machines and CAT scan machines, it's just unaffordable for a small practice to get that equipment.
It'd be nice if there was a cooperative out there that has an after hours operation for we the real human beings that aren't in the system.
No disagreement. Mike Parsons, USA Prepares Instructor. Thanks for calling, Mike. We can talk after the broadcast. I missed your calls yesterday. Dr. Sheely, thank you so much for being with us. Any final words in 10 seconds or less?
Keep the faith, baby. We may still overcome Obama.
There you go. Dr. Norm Sheely, medical doctor, Ph.D., times three, author of over 30 books, broadcaster of several decades. Dr. Sheely will be back with us next Wednesday. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.